Grandmother's Restaurant presents number 523 in our popular series, Grandmothers of Distinction.
My command of this exquisite piece of machinery, embracing every curve, made me the talk, T-O-R-Q-U-E, of the town. Until the intrusion of that hideous sound which will haunt me forever, jolting me back to the reality that I'm a self-employed mechanic and the only road I should be dreaming about is the one to financial health.
Not now, Rocky. I gotta go phone in our pledges. You wouldn't want to add the suffering of thousands of radio listeners to your prodigious list of sins now, would ya?
When I was a kid, if the chain broke on my bike or we needed to put in a new window or the toilet overflowed, my dad was always right there to fix it. Now, my dad's 1,000 miles away. But there's a Home Depot right down the street.
Music at Target. Expect more, pay less.
Who knows how many public radio listeners will be helping? Many lose the will to live when they know a fund drive is imminent.
But are we in time to save Mina?
I don't know! But let's keep a stiff upper lip about this. It may have only been a vampire, after all.
Well, hello, Dolly.
Oh, hello. But it's Molly.
You're looking swell, Dolly.
Why, thank you. I just got my haircut.
Somewhere over the rainbow?
Oh, no. At Great Clips. It's the great big to-do.
Brad, we've seen the wonders of Europe.
Yeah, the pubs, the bistros, the Rathskellers. I get that travel is all broadening, but where are the babes?
Good question. Maybe it's your follicles.
Or maybe they all think we're gay.